Amen. Let's pray. We'll get started. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you again so much for another opportunity to share the word. We thank you, Father God, that the word will fall on good soil, Father God, and bring forth a harvest, Father God, that's a hundredfold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, how many of y'all know that God still sits on the throne? That's where he is. He's on the throne. He's not bothered. Amen. He's not moved because he is God. Amen. The creator of all, the creator of everything. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we thank God so much. And I just, as Bill Winston said, I just want to drop a nugget on you tonight. Amen. And something you can use, something, what's that preacher you say? He said, you can't lose with the stuff we use. Amen. That's the, oh, Rev Mike. Okay. I ain't mean to quote Rev Mike. Amen. I don't think he was always right. Amen. Y'all know he was before my time. Amen. Amen. Let's see. We're going to look at tonight. Turn to Mark chapter. Let's see. Yeah, let's turn to Mark chapter 9 and go to verse 16, and I might preface it just for a second. And I am so amazed at how little power the devil has. Amen. I mean, I'm just amazed. I'm finding out more and more that dude ain't got no power. Amen. And when I say he ain't got no power, he has no power. Amen. Why does it seem that, I mean, he can move in this earth and cause things to happen and work in the heart of men. Why does it seem like that? When the Bible says plainly that Jesus stripped the keys from him. I mean, why does it seem like that? The only power the enemy has is the power that we give him. Amen. 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 The Bible says that what? Y'all know the scriptures. The Bible says we're what? We're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. I mean, we just don't conquer. We just don't win, but we are more than a conqueror. Amen. The Bible says that we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. Amen. It's nothing that's too hard. There's nothing that's too big for our God. Amen. You know, I think about heaven and think about all this splendor and all that God created and this world and this universe. And I'm thinking to myself, man, the Bible says that we have access to his throne. Amen. The king of all, we got access and we can call him daddy. Amen. We can call him our father. Amen. Now my kids, they can come. I was just playing the organ. All three of them asking me a question at the same time. Daddy, what I do? I take a little time and play. Yeah. What? I gave them access. They got access to daddy anytime they want. Now, every now and then, I'm like, stop it now. Hey, hang on 1 second now. Hang on 1 second. But they know they got access to who? Daddy. Why? It ain't nothing I won't do for them. It ain't nothing I won't put down. Whatever it is, I'm going to make time and I'm going to make space for those children. Amen. Our Heavenly Father is the same way. He has given us all. Amen. He has given us everything. As the scripture said, it says, the heavens are the Lord, but the earth has he given. I always make it personal. I say the earth has he given unto Therese, Natoya, and Mikey. That's what I always say. I mean, I just make it personal for me. Amen. Now, when y'all confess it, y'all can make it personal for you. Amen. Amen. But I said, Lord, you have given, the heavens are yours now, but you said this earth, you have given it to me. I confess that, I meditate on it, and as I drive, I'm looking at this earth and I'm looking at things around me and say, wow, man, God has given all that to me. What am I doing? Renewing my mind. I'm getting the mind of Christ. I'm telling you, a lot of people got a problem with prosperity. I ain't one of them. Amen. I'm just going to make that clear. I was telling when I went to play for Pastor Tracy Harris, I was telling my barber, I was like, y'all like, yeah, I'm like the pastor. I said, he flew his plane down to pick me up just for practice, man. I'm like, man, that was, he said, man, what you think about that? Them preachers have an airplane. Dude, I want an airplane. I ain't got no problem with it. Okay. See, well, we got to realize you can't stop nobody's faith. I mean, and I often go back to this story. Boy, I'm telling you, the people gave Creflo the third degree burn when he said he would believe in God for that $64 million. You can't stop his faith. That's his faith. Amen. The Bible says plainly, he said, with man, it's what? Impossible. Boy, but I'm telling you, with God, all things possible. Terrell Jones is a witness. Amen.